You're listening to WITF News. Filing taxes can be tedious and complicated. For undocumented people who don't speak English, there are additional steps and barriers. That's why culturally competent tax services are needed, but they are few and far between. WITF's Gabriela Martinez brings you the story of one woman in Cumberland County. She is determined to help Spanish-speaking communities get through the tax season.
When tax season rolls around, Esmirna Jimenez knows she is going to be working nonstop. It's a 7-day work week for at least 2.5 months.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
On Sundays, she drives about 25 miles one way from Carlisle to Harrisburg to offer walk-in tax services.
¿Tú trabajas actualmente?
Her makeshift office is set up at Pedro Ferreras' home barbershop in Allison Hill. There's a lot going on inside. Ferreras is trimming hair, chatting, and occasionally running to the kitchen to grab coffee or water for his clients. Jimenez is at a desk at the other side of the room, poring over W-2s and laser-focused on her clients' tax applications. She says Allison Hill is the most popular spot for people who don't have cars and need the service. Everyone comes here to go to the barbershop, to the bank on the corner, to the supermarket, she says. Jimenez is one of the few tax preparers in the region who speaks Spanish and has a special IRS certification that allows her to help undocumented people file for an individual taxpayer ID number, also known as an ITIN number.
Realmente somos pocos en el área.
She says there are not many in the area. That's why many people come from different towns seeking the service. More than 160,000 undocumented immigrants live in Pennsylvania, and roughly 86% are of working age, according to the American Immigration Council. They pay taxes, too. In 2019, undocumented immigrants paid more than $500 million to the state and federal government. But the barriers they faced often deter them from reporting their income. Things like a lack of translation services, poor access to transportation, and misinformation. Jimenez is usually at her business in Carlisle, Monetaric Multi-Services, helping people with their tax returns. Her team is small, and as a working mom, her 3-year-old daughter, Natasha, is sometimes with her. Her office has a whole wall displaying flags from different countries, places like Haiti, El Salvador, and Puerto Rico. When she gets a new client from a new country, a new flag goes up. Jandri Hill has been going to Jimenez for a few years now. She says people have warned her to be careful where she does her taxes because scammers can steal your information. But Hill knows she can trust Jimenez with her personal forms and many other things. She jokes Jimenez could be a psychologist. Hill says Jimenez listens to her client's stories with love and patience. But she is only one person. Daniel Cortez is an attorney who's part of the Greater Reading Immigration Project. He says more places are needed that are affordable and safe for immigrants.
You know, how can we provide access to low-income families to do their taxes in a way that somebody's going to do them, you know, professionally and safely? There's instances of fraud. There's instances of manipulation.
Like overcharging for services. Another common barrier, Cortez notes, is undocumented immigrants often mistrust federal agencies.
They might be afraid because our system has told them that they use the words like alien, they use the words like illegal. So it's very dehumanizing. So it's like, how can you expect somebody to want to do things the right way when you're not allowing them or giving them the space to live, function, and breathe in a dignified way?
To Cortez, the IRS needs to ramp up its services and communities. This could mean certifying more ITIN number specialists and adding more IRS taxpayer assistance offices, where undocumented folks could go for free. But the issue goes beyond Pennsylvania. Jackie Vimont is a senior economic justice policy analyst for the National Immigration Law Center. She says the IRS should simplify the process of getting an ITIN number and improve its outreach in immigrant communities. In the end, it's better for the economy and the social safety net.
You know, immigrants have a net positive effect on the economy because they contribute, undocumented immigrants contribute to Medicare and Social Security, two programs that they're helping to keep afloat, but they're not able to benefit from those programs.
This is why Jimenez works long hours at her office, to make life easier for her clients, many of whom are new to the country and are dealing with multiple barriers. She knows how hard it can be, because she went through these things herself as an immigrant from the Dominican Republic.
In my country, I work as manager in supply chain for several years. So when I come in here, you know, I have to begin with the first step.
Jimenez worked in a warehouse and rented a room. She also had to study again, even though she already had business and accounting degrees. And
it's difficult because I am adult. I have the situation with the language. My English is really bad, but I try. I had a really hard work. And my family, too. I have to be mother.
Es mi familia.
For Jimenez, the perspective she built from those challenges are now what make her a true expert. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News, Harrisburg.